I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Yes, indeed. Had our first Friar Friday today. A.J. Preller joined Coach Quintero this morning. We were lucky enough to have Eric Hosmer down in the dugout. Two fantastic interviews, and it doesn't stop there.
No.
Joining us on the SDCCU fan hotline, A.J. Cassavall of the MLB.com. A.J., how you doing?
Good. So you're saying I'm the second most important AJ to come on?
No, that's very close.
We need to be honest. He's the second most important today.
I'll take it.
You get the GM on, and his name happens to be AJ. You're gonna have to take it back.
A lot of AJs in the organization.
There's a bunch of AJs.
AJ Ellis now too.
So AJ, yesterday, really not yesterday. We've been highlighting the issues the Padres have had at the top of the lineup, being the leadoff spot all season long. Yesterday, they pop in the young kid, and what do you know? 500. He's on there two times out of four at bats. Of course, the Padres don't take advantage of those leadoff guys, the six of them that got on yesterday. Where do the Padres go from here?
They have holes in their lineup, and they can shuffle Fernando Tatis Jr. wherever they want him. They need the other guys to hit, too.
Right,
if they can
right.
hit him first, then they need the number five or six guy to hit. If they hit him six, they need the number one guy to hit. So the answer isn't just moving guys around. The answer is getting your catcher, your first baseman, and your second baseman kind of on the board a little bit better than what they've been so far this season at the plate. They've struggled in those three spots, and that's essentially three-eighths of your lineup that's struggling. So that's what needs to turn around. And then if you bat Tatis first, he'll be scoring, and if you bat him sixth, he'll be driving runs in.
I like the way you're thinking.
God, that was really good, AJ. Thanks a lot for joining us, man. You just summed up everything I wanted to ask you, I think, on that one question. Let's talk a little bit about Francisco Mejia, the other young phenom. You know, they made the decision to put him on the big league roster. I think that surprised some people right at the beginning of the season.
Yeah,
sharing time with Austin Hedges. I don't know if you've had a chance to talk with him or what the feeling is, but he's off to a slow start. But I think a lot of that might just have to do with the fact he's not playing all that often. I mean, it's hard enough, right, Tony, to play two or three times a week as it is, and I would think it would be even harder when you're a young player. What do you think,
especially
AJ?
When you're a young catcher.
Yeah,
when you're worrying about the defensive strides you have to make behind the plate. So I think there is something to be said about how much is he going to develop being here and not playing very often behind Austin Hedges. Is the goal development? No, they want to win baseball games. But at the same time, you've got a 23-year-old catcher who has some serious potential. You want to get the most out of it. So I think it's fair to say Francisco Mejia needs more reps. Then you have to ask the question, are those reps here in the majors or are they at AAA? And I don't know the answer to that. But if he's playing the amount that he's playing right now, he's not going to develop into this very good catcher that the Padres think he could be.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I think the Padres are still trying to decide or weigh which one is more important to them right now, mm-hmm. because you don't trade a Brad Hand for a number one prospect in another organization at the catching position unless you believe that he can be a really good player for you. Now you're weighing, are we stunning his growth by having him up at the big league level? Being a backup. I want to talk to you a little bit about Jose Perella. He gets the call up today. He had a terrific spring training. You mentioned second base being a kind of a rough spot for the Padres right now. Does he get a chance to play in that second base spot at all, you think?
He might, and I'm just so kind of perplexed by what they do at second base because they have options, but none of them have performed really.
Right.
And Perella's performed at AAA, but he's played a lot of outfield down there.
Oh, okay.
The question is, like, he's obviously not nearly on the level of Kinsler or Urias defensively. Not even close.
Not even close.
But if he's hitting like he's been hitting and you're trying to win ball games now, well, if he's the answer at second base and the left side of your infield is Machado and Tatis and your first baseman's Eric Hosmer, maybe you're not sacrificing that much infield defense-wise if you kind of give give in a little bit on defense and just go for the offense. And if you want to put Perella there, if you want to put him at second base and say, all right, you're going to play. You don't have to say you're going to play second base for the rest of the season.
Right.
But you could maybe win a few ball games now by putting him there and then figure out second base later.
He's definitely turned himself into a serviceable infielder in the short stint that he's been here with the Padres, because that first year he came up, second base was a little bit of an issue. So was the outfield. Now he's turned himself into a guy that can actually go out there and make the routine plays. It's just a question is that the route the Padres want to go? It'll be interesting to find out.
AJ Cassavell is with us from MLB.com, SDCCU fan hotline. AJ, let me ask you a little bit about Eric Hosmer, and we're going to have him on our Friar Friday interview here in a few minutes. But a veteran you don't really worry about when the average is a little lower in April, but I would think that coming off of last season, and we know that, well, I think we talked about him really wanting to turn this thing around this year because he felt like he let this organization down a little bit last year, did not put up the kind of numbers he's capable of. Is there any concern in the organization about Hosmer right now, or is it we know what he can do and he'll get it done?
Yeah, I mean, he's hitting 194 or whatever it is, and his OPS is below 600. So there is concern. Yeah. That being said, I think after what he did last season, like, there has to be concern. You have to look at those numbers and say, well, we didn't get production from him last year, and we're not getting it this year. What needs to change? But there are some subtle things that I think have been changing a little bit. He's been hitting the ball.
Yeah.
He's been hitting the ball in the air a little bit better. If you look at his ground ball rate, it's down a little bit. That was his issue last year. There's some small things that lend themselves to say, oh, maybe Eric Hosmer could turn a corner, and that this is just a small sample size this year. He needs to go out and do it now. He needs to kind of, if this process that he's going through right now, if it keeps up, more balls are going to fall in, and he's not going to hit 194. He's going to hit closer to what the Padres want him to hit.
Yeah.
But when you're in a slump, what happens?
There's 10 fielders out there.
Yeah, when you're in a slump, and it might adjust the way that you feel and the way that you think and the way that you approach your at-bats, and when that happens, then the numbers fall right along with it. So I'm curious to see kind of how he performs over the next week or two, given that he's been doing some good things, but some of his at-bats haven't necessarily been there.
AJ, we talked about Mejia and his situation. Luis Urias kind of falls into that same boat to me, because last year he came up, looked terrific defensively, struggled with the bat. This spring, at times, he looked like the game was just really sped up on him, and it kind of looks like that now offensively. Defensively, I don't think there's any worry from anybody in the organization. What do the Padres do with Luis Urias? I mean, because clearly you brought up Fernando Tatis Jr. and seen him really hit the ground running. That hasn't quite been the case with Luis Urias. What do the Padres do there?
Yeah, and it's kind of an unfair standard to hold him to
Fernando Tatis Jr. It is.
Jr.
I was, and let me
and I know you
phrase.
Weren't.
I was trying
weren't.
To compare the two. But when you look at, you know, rookies coming up, Fernando clearly, he's the number one prospect mm-hmm. for a reason. So you expect that from him. But Luis Urias was thought of very highly from an offensive standpoint as well. Maybe not near on the level that Tatis Jr. was, but certainly on the level where you thought he would come here and mm-hmm. be able to find his footing.
Yeah, and I think that's fair. I think it's fair to expect him to perform better than what he's been doing right now. I don't know what the answer is. I don't know whether the Padres think we need to give him everyday at-bats, we need him competing for those everyday at-bats. If Urias is hitting 100 like he's hitting right now, the Padres probably think, you know what, we don't want to give you everyday playing time. You kind of have to earn that playing time.
Right.
You have to compete with it. Ian Kinsler hasn't been a whole lot better, but
they
want those two guys competing for that time and winning that time. And if Urias wins that time, great, they'll be happy, they'll love it. That's probably what they're rooting
the
for,
ideal,
considering
right.
he's their second baseman of the future. But if he doesn't, then the question gets, and he keeps struggling like this for a little bit, then the question gets asked, is it worth giving him these reps here, or is it worth more to be giving him reps at AAA too, similar to the conversation we just had about Mejia?
Yeah.
AJ, isn't it interesting how the outfield situation has changed so rapidly? We went
yeah.
from six guys
okay.
and a plethora to three. I mean, they really don't even have a backup. I mean, Perella obviously can play some if need be, but it's just, you know, from day to day, week to week, the whole makeup of the ball club looks a little different. What are they saying about this outfield situation right now? Obviously, Margot won't be gone too long with the paternal leave, but interesting nonetheless.
It all speaks to me. It all speaks to Franchi Cordero's absence. Yeah. That's a big deal. And it's a big deal because of all the things he could do on just about every aspect of the game. Yeah. He can run. He can play all three outfield spots. And you look at kind of the last 24 hours and the way they've shaken out, I think he's the biggest miss of anyone right now, because last night, seventh inning, I think they sent Margot, Hedges, Urias, and Kinsler in the eighth, and against tough Reds righty relievers.
Right.
That's a prime Franchi Cordero spot in a close game. That is exactly where you want him in there if he's not already in the starting lineup. And then today, Margot's gone, and you need a center fielder, and you're turning to Will Myers, who I mean, he's been okay there, but he's not a center fielder by any stretch.
No. Yeah.
And so you'd love to have Franchi Cordero there. So he's been a big absence. Where that leaves the Padres, well, they go with what they've got. And what they've got right now is three guys who can hit, but no center fielder.
So they put
Will Myers there. And it's not a long-term absence for Margot, but having Cordero just, to me, added that dynamic where you had that lefty when you needed him, whether it was pinch hitting or double switching or starting him against right-handers. And that's a really big loss. That it was exciting when Urias got called up, because that's an exciting thing happening to the organization, a top prospect. But maybe we didn't give enough attention to Franchi Cordero going down.
Again, as always, AJ Casafall is right on point. I totally agree. We kind of all slept on the whole Franchi Cordero elbow thing going down. So, AJ, as always, man, we appreciate your time, brother, and we'll catch up soon.
Yeah, anytime, guys.
Good stuff, AJ. Thank you so much.
AJ Casavall there, MLB.com's AJ Casavall on the SDCCU hotline. Nominated SDCCU Best Credit Union in the Union Tribune Reader's Poll daily at SDCCU.com/nominate. San Diego County Credit Union. It's not big banking. It's better.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.